As you may have heard, Nine and Fairfax are joining forces, not in the way that has been speculated about with one buying into the other. Instead, they're launching a joint venture to sell subscription video on demand. It's called StreamCo, and it gets going sometime in the next financial year, when it will enter a market dominated by a service that isn't supposed to be available in Australia.
You know when you're watching your favourite Netflix show, and after five straight episodes, it's like, you want to be in it?
Sir, I think you'll find the information on the senator to be invaluable.
A heartbeat away from the presidency and not a single vote cast in my name. Democracy is so overrated.
Did you say heartbeat? Heartbeat.
Or you think one more episode won't kill me? Sorry.
Hey.
Awkward. I'm gonna...
I think I know that guy.
Sometimes you even think, I wonder if I could make it in prison.
It is.
I think you're in the wrong place.
See, that's what got you in here in the first place. Attitude.
Attitude? Yeah. Where are you from?
Originally Reading, but then I moved to London.
Ain't nobody care. Why don't you go find your way back there?
Maybe I'm better off just watching.
Shoot. That's an ugly bearded lady, man.
I thought he was coming in here.
Ricky Gervais referencing three of Netflix's big shows, House of Cards, Lilyhammer, and Orange is the New Black. If you want to access TV shows or movies via the internet, Netflix is the biggest legal provider there is, though technically you're not supposed to access it here. But as Erin Turner from Choice explains, there are other, smaller, more expensive options in Australia.
Foxtel Play is the big one that's been around for a little while. They've also got a service called Presto, which is for movies rather than TV on demand. We're seeing a bit of QuickFlix, again, movies and a little bit of TV on demand. And there was just a new service announced yesterday, StreamCo, a project between Fairfax and Nine. It's not going to launch till 2015, but we're starting to see...
2016, I think, actually.
Ah, wow. Yeah, It's been a slow going in Australia compared to, say, the UK or the US. We've got a limited range of streaming services at a limited range of prices.
But we know that Australians are consuming streaming services that they can get overseas, don't we?
That's right. So Netflix is the one we often use. It's only available in the USA, not Australia, about $7.99 a month. And we know about 200,000 Australians are using that service at last estimate.
Yeah. So they pay their $7.99 a month, so another $10 for a VPN that gets them around the geo-blocking, and they're in.
That's it. It's a lot cheaper. Foxtel Play, for example, at minimum it's $50 a month. When you compare that to the $7.99 for Netflix plus whatever it costs you to get a VPN, there's a big price difference. And there's a lot more available on Netflix compared to a lot of the Australian services.
All right. Just before we go on with that, what about the other services that might be coming? So we've got Google's Chromecast. This has been available now for a few months in Australia. But from what I understand, it's not the most compelling offer.
It's not the most compelling offer yet. I think like a lot of services in Australia, they're starting off small and hopefully they're growing. What we want to see is this market really develop so Australians have access to a range of content offered over a number of different providers at different price points. That's the big difference between Australia, the UK and the US. We don't have that access to content.
So how do they differentiate themselves at the moment, the few that we have?
So far, it's been a very small market at very high prices compared to international examples. Foxtel Play is the one that's really been established, and we're starting to see a few competitors. We'd also put iView from the ABC in that bucket. It's the genuinely free option, and a couple of free-to-air TV stations are starting to stream more content as well. It's slow going, but we're seeing more and more content available online for consumers in ways they want to consume it.
It's interesting that Fairfax and Nine have kicked in $50 million each. That's a $100 million proposition. It's not small potatoes.
No.
What is StreamCo, as it's known at the moment, going to offer that I can't get now?
That is a really interesting question. I can't wait to see what content is available. That's the big question. In Australia, it's all about what we get and when. Quite often, Australian consumers are used to getting TV shows 6 months after the UK and the US or movies a year later. I'd hope to see...
Well, it's changed, hasn't it? Those numbers have narrowed.
They've narrowed. We're still seeing a lot of delays, particularly for TV shows that might be exclusive to UK or US networks. We're starting to see those similar delays. One option that Choice is exploring is opening up the international market for Australian consumers. we want Australian consumers to be easily able to buy products available in the US or the UK. It's the same digital file. If opening up that international market means we'll have a range of options at different price points and a genuinely competitive content market.
How optimistic are you about that? I mean, bearing in mind, it's not that long ago that Choice and others made all sorts of submissions about what amounts to the Australia tax.
Yeah.
So if I want to buy a song on iTunes, it's going to cost me more than it would if I lived in Oregon or Hawaii.
Well, look, Australian consumers are already going around geo-blocks or technical measures that try to lock them into the content prices in Australia. We have 200,000 people buying a Netflix service in the USA, legitimately paying for content. We need the government to step in and clarify the law around that, make it easier for people to get competitive content and put price pressure on Australian content delivery organisations.
It's interesting because the Australian businesses that want to sell us content here are casting this in terms of piracy. Now, I think on Monday, submissions, wrap up from the Australian government's look at piracy. Surely, if we can get a freer and more reasonable access to content, a lot of this problem's going to go away.
Yeah, we're looking at this as a market issue, a classic example where the market for Australians has consistently failed to deliver. They've tried to lock us into smaller or less exciting products at higher prices. And Australian consumers know this and they're angry. They're going around geo-blocks, they're buying Netflix. What we want is open access to markets, competitive pressure, and some really exciting new products for consumers in Australia.
I did sort of start by saying how optimistic that last question. How optimistic are you?
I am fairly optimistic. What Choice will be calling on the government to do is to work smart, not hard, to stop internet piracy, to treat it like a market issue. Look at the ways the market isn't delivering for consumers and the ways we can step in and make it a lot easier for people to pay for content. That's the real problem.
So you think if people pay what they think is a fair price, if they're not basically being taxed for not being in America, they will pay a fair price?
Yeah, there's a lot of anger around there. We consistently see it. Australian iTunes is the classic example. Just the other day, we found an example where The Wolverine, the Hugh Jackman movie, it's 42% more expensive to download it on Australian iTunes than American iTunes. Same file coming from iTunes. There's no reason for that. If we address this problem, we're going to deal with a lot of the frustration and the anger. There's no silver bullet to completely stop piracy, but it's going to go a long way.
Because we read that young people in particular, that there's a whole group of them who have never paid for anything and frankly don't see why they should.
Yeah, look, Choice is pro-competition and anti-piracy. What we want to start talking about is effective solutions. Some of the options on the table, like an industry-run internet filter where sites would be blocked in Australia, like Pirate Bay. We look at international examples and we know that this doesn't work. People can easily get around it and get that illegal content in other ways. We'd never encourage them to, but if we want to start reducing rates of piracy, let's talk about the real problem and start addressing it.
All right, Erin. Thank you very much for joining me today.
No, thank you for having me.
Erin Turner's the Campaigns Manager at Choice. This is the Media Report on RN. I'm Richard Adey.